Should indie African podcasters consider using radio for promotions? Now, this might sound a bit unconventional at first. I mean, we're in the age of digital media, right? Podcasts are all about on-demand content. So why look back at traditional radio? Well, let's see why this old-school medium might just be the perfect promotional tool for your podcast.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Radio still has an extensive reach, especially in many parts of Africa. While internet penetration is growing, radio remains a staple in many households. It's accessible, it's trusted, and it's got a loyal audience. By promoting your podcast on the radio, you're tapping into an audience that might not yet be avid listeners, podcast listeners that is, but they're certainly open to new content. So imagine this, you've got a great podcast episode and you manage to get a slot on a popular radio station to talk about it. You're not just promoting your podcast, you're also introducing the concept of podcasting to a wider audience. Plus, hearing your voice on the radio adds a layer of credibility and professionalism to your podcast, and it will definitely pique interest. Now, how do you go about getting on the radio? Start by reaching out to local stations. Many community and regional stations are always on the lookout for fresh content and interesting stories. Offer to do a short interview or provide a snippet of your podcast that they can air. Make sure to highlight what makes your podcast unique and why their listeners would enjoy it. Another angle is collaboration. Many radio stations are now incorporating podcast segments into their programming. Partner with a radio station that aligns with your podcast's theme. This way, you're not just promoting your podcast, you're also creating valuable content for the radio show. Let's not forget about advertising. If you've got a bit of a budget, consider buying ad slots on radio. Craft a catchy, concise promo for your podcast and run it during peak listening times. This can be especially effective if you target stations with audiences that match your podcast's demographic. Now, let me tell you about this innovative service I came across that could make radio advertising even more accessible for us indie podcasters. It's called Transmit. Transmit is an AI-driven global advertisement platform that digitalizes the operation of radio ads while providing real-time reports of the campaign. It's pretty cool, right? Now, here's how it works. Transmit's advanced algorithms analyze demographics, interests, and real-time listening data, enabling you, the podcaster, to target your audience with unparalleled accuracy. You can easily select radio stations that fit your campaign goals and optimize your plan automatically, ensuring you meet your audience targeting and budget goals, maximizing campaign results. With Transmit, you can manage your advertising remotely from the comfort of your home or anywhere. No more back and forth with radio stations. Your inventory is guaranteed once booked, and you get detailed reporting on your campaign's performance. This could be a game changer for indie podcasters looking to expand their reach through radio promotions. Please visit thisistransmit.com for more information. The link is in the show notes. So should indie African podcasters consider using radio for promotions? Absolutely. It's a powerful way to reach a wider audience, build credibility, and expand the podcasting community. Have you tried promoting your podcast on radio? I'd love to hear your experiences. Drop me a message on social media, leave a comment as well, and let's keep the conversation going.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.